Okay, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Before we get started, we know how this works. I have to talk about Green Chef. I don't have to. I want to. I want to talk about Green Chef. It's a meal kit company that is totally organic. It's 2017. We know how the world works. We like organic. They send you all the groceries you'll need straight to your door. Premium ingredients, easy recipes. All you have to do, add you. And it only takes about 30 minutes to cook the entire meal. I'm going to ask John, my little engineer here. John?
Yeah.
What can you do in 30 minutes?
I can brush my teeth.
Yeah.
You mean 30 seconds or 30 minutes?
No, I'm talking 30 minutes. You can do a lot while you cook a meal.
Yeah, about 30 minutes takes me to brush my teeth. And then
30 minutes you take to brush your teeth?
Well, I'm very anal about my teeth.
Apparently. Sean and I prefer the omnivore plan. They offer a wide variety of meal plans. You can do paleo. If you're gluten-free, they've got options for you. If you're vegan, they also have options for you. And you can get $50 off your first order if you go to greenchef.us/fine. And again, that's $50 off your first order, greenchef.us/fine.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am!
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now here's Caitlin.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, Vine in hand. I don't know if that was a German accent or... It was also a good Vine pun. I'm sorry about that. I'm so excited to podcast with my guest today. We have so much to talk about. I've got Britt on the pod from our season of The Bachelor, where we competed for Chris Soules, and from our season of Bachelorette, where we competed again to be The Bachelorette. We all know how I feel about that, and not because of who I was against, but more because I think I'm a bit of a feminist now, and I just didn't want that for either one of us. But obviously, it all worked out for everyone. We have Britt. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And oh my gosh, I'm so happy to connect with you.
Hey, sister. I know. Yeah. I'm like so excited. Thank you for having me on. I know. I feel like we have so much to talk about.
Your voice. Oh my gosh, I actually just missed the sound of your voice.
I know. I was like, well, he's like, she's going to do an intro, so I'm like being all quiet. I'm like, I just want to say hi. So hi.
Oh my gosh, hi. I just want to jump into so many things. I'm like, I could sit here and talk to you for like 5 hours right now, but I just want to go back. Like, how insane is it to think back to the moment when we were both the Bachelorette, like against each other as friends? Like, it was never a weird thing. Well, okay, it was weird, but it was never like...
Well, it was beyond weird, but it was never weird toward you. Like, I just remember looking over at you like, what is life?
What is life? What are we doing? That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, what is life? And I just want, like, I think it's funny because we've talked about this so many times and we've reminisced. And in that moment, we were kind of chuckling. But, you know, they had to make a TV show where it seemed like we were, you know, against each other. And but I think we need to, like, share with the people, like, what was going through your mind when they dropped that bomb? Like, when they approached you and said, like, oh, you know, we're going to have you as the Bachelorette. But P.S., so is Caitlin. And because you always have such a positive outlook on everything, where I'm just like a negative Nancy who likes to have pity parties. But how were you feeling in that moment?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just remember. Well, so first of all, I went and like had the meeting, you know, like where we're, you know, they're like, so we're like considering you, da 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 da. And obviously, I'm like really excited. I'm like, oh, that would be amazing. That would be so cool. Like, whatever. And then I, like, didn't hear from them. They, like, ghosted me, like, just, like, went silent, right?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I guess I did really bad in my meeting. You know, I was like, I guess I didn't go over so well.
Right.
And then I remember I went over to Elon's house, I believe, and he was like, so I have good news. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is great.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're going to be on The Bachelorette. And I was like, oh, my gosh, amazing. He's like, also, you're going to be competing with somebody. And I was like, just, like, had no words, no thoughts, no words. I was just like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Like, the world is, like, that's not how things work. I've never heard of anything like that. And then he's like, it's Caitlin. And I was like, well, that'll be kind of more fun. I don't know. It's just, like, there's a little silver lining to this, like, horrible gray cloud of awkwardness of, like, what?
So, I know.
It was just, it was, like, every emotion at once. And I was like, well, all right, let's see what this is. I don't know. It's like one of those things you don't have a grid for.
Yeah. I mean, you handled it so much better than I did because I feel like you always see light at the end of the tunnel where I'm like, this is dark. Why are you doing this to me? And
why would you do this to me?
Yeah. I'm like, I thought it was like a personal attack. And first, also like just having a meeting in general, like I don't think any bachelorette has ever had to go in for a meeting.
Right. I don't know. I mean, the whole thing was so odd. And like, honestly, I'm so grateful it was you because that could have just been like, honestly, I think, and I always tell people, I'm like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I feel like we became way better friends during that thing.
100%.
Whereas, like, they kind of shaded it like, ooh, it's like so competitive. It was so bizarre that it was just like, we had to be just like, okay, we're in this together. I don't know what else to do. And like, honestly, all the stuff after, you know, after the night and everything, when like we know what happened, the world doesn't know what happened, but we had to go on all these shows pretending I wonder what will happen. Big old question mark. You know, like all these like things that we're pretending we don't know. It's like, that was like so fun to do with you. I was like, I feel like we became really, really close. Like,
I know.
All of the weirdness.
I always
tell people, I'm like, it's actually the opposite of what they showed. It was like, I don't know. Like, I think of like us and like, that hotel room, like dancing to songs and like, you know, sharing our deepest secrets. I was like, we actually bonded more than anything over the show.
I know. I feel like joke was on them. Like they wanted us to be all like catty and against each other. But I even had that written down to talk to you like about how much fun we had during the whole thing. Like when filming was over and like you said, like nobody knew the outcome and we did, but we had to go do like Access Hollywood and all these media outlets and people didn't know who's the bachelorette. And I remember people saying like to both of us, not just me and not just you, but like, oh, doesn't it suck to share the spotlight? But I was like, no, I totally disagree. I think I was really nervous. It was a weird situation to be in, and it was kind of nice to have like a friend there beside me.
Yes, exactly.
Suckers.
Exactly. And I was like, it made it easier because we could just look at each other and be like, how weird is this that we're having to live in the like past future where we're acting like we don't know what happened, but we both know, and we're like having to like lie to everyone essentially. But like having a homie there, I was like, oh, it's just a little better. And honestly, knowing how it went, like, and seeing, because I got to, like, talk to you, and I knew that, like, you loved Sean, and it worked out well. Like, it just made it, I was like, this is exactly what it was supposed to be.
I know.
And you guys are still together, which is, like, sorry, you're, like, breaking every bachelorette rule in the world by still being together.
We're killing it.
So it's just, like, you know, I feel like, I don't know, God had a plan, the universe worked it out exactly correctly, and, like, I have nothing but actually like positive memories like about that whole thing. Now the whole experience, there's some negative things, but like that part of it, I was just like, yeah, I feel like I made a new friend, and obviously that's exactly how it was supposed to go.
Yeah,
night one was adorable, fun.
Like I had a blast night one.
Yeah, dude.
It took me a little while.
That was like the weirdest thing that's ever happened. Now when I look back, it's like it's a dream. Like I feel like it's somebody else's life that I watched on TV. Like it was so out of this world. Like I think back and I'm like, did that happen? I guess it happened.
I know.
Caitlin has the same memories of me. So it must happen.
No, I feel like my brain like can't access those feelings where I can't go back into the moment where it's just like, it becomes a dream because my brain like will not allow me to go back because it was so overwhelming and strange and bizarre that I can't even like sometimes, you know, when you try and fall asleep at night, you think of like your life and what you've done and like certain situations, like I can't do it. My brain tries and then I'm like, nope.
It's one of those where you're like, I don't really have a category for that particular evening.
Yeah,
or two evenings. It was two, right? Was it two?
It was two nights, and then they played it as like TV Tricks as one night.
Yes,
and
I feel like the TV trick is working on me because I'm like, was it one or two? I can't. Okay, it was two. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay,
it was two. So I mean, that was hard enough and weird enough and fun, like all of it into one. But then you make two nights out of it, and it gets even weirder because you're just like, I don't know.
And then when I went home, I was like, well, can I like stay and be like her friend who helps? So I was like, I wonder, like, can I just hang out though? Like, can I just be like Chris Harrison number two?
Yeah, that, you know what? That could have been really funny. They should have done that.
That's what they should have done, right?
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm like, girl, he's no good.
I'm
whatever. You made the right choice. You figured it out by yourself. But that would have just been fun for me. I was like, okay, bye, I guess, bye.
Yeah, you could have been like my little sidekick. But I always think too, like in that moment, because you know how, I mean, I don't even know if I've really thought about this or gone there, but were you, like, I feel like we're both probably feeling the exact same way where you're like tallying up the votes in your head and like the producers are like, oh, for sure it's going to be you. And then to you, they're like, oh, for sure it's going to be you. And then you're like kind of doing this weird math equation, like, okay, so I've got Jonathan, Jared, and Brady for sure.
Dude,
like Sean's
honestly,
a hard
that's,
no.
That's so funny. I was like the total opposite. Like, I'm such like a feeler, right? Like, I think that's why at the beginning, like, even though it was such an awkward situation, I was like, it's going to be okay. Like, everything always works out. And like, even that night, like, I wanted to be doing the tallies, but I was like, no, that's not good. That's not a good, like, brain space for me. I was like, I'm just going to, it's going to work out fine. It's going to be whatever it's supposed to be. And so, like, I was, like, trying so hard not to do that. Of course, it was very tempting, but I was like, I can't. That's too weird. I'm, like, trying to be present. You know, these poor guys have, like, flown from, you know, the middle of nowhere, and they're, like, trying to tell them, like, here I am being present. I'm not doing the numbers. I'm, like, trying so hard not to.
That's but, yes, so funny.
Very tempting, and yes, it was. What, like, what is that? Like, it's the weirdest life situation. Like, again.
I know. And I mean, you were so gracious, and I feel like.
You too. You too.
Well,
because
I
remember
loved you.
I watched it and you're like, is Britt okay?
Yeah.
And like, remember hearing you say that, and I was like, she is such a honey. I love her. Like, who even thinks of that? Like, you're about to go on this crazy journey and you're like, but how's Britt? I'm like, that's why she's the one. That's why she's like the sweetest thing ever.
It was just
really.
Such a strange thing because we were friends and because we did care about each other's feelings, that in that moment I was like, I know that you are okay, and I know that you had such a good mindset going in and coming out of it, even that I wasn't like necessarily worried. I was more like, I just want to know you were okay so that I could be happy.
No, it's so sweet. I mean, because it was hard. It was hard.
Like, yeah, of course.
We're invested in it. You know what I mean? It was like, it was very emotional. And I was like, oh gosh, it's like massive rejection number two on national television. You know, so yeah, it was hard. But when you said that to him, you're like, it's pretty okay. I was like, what? That's like, anyways, I just want to thank you. I mean, it's been years. I don't know if I've ever told you this,
yes,
but I remember
have.
That. That stuck
yes.
out to me. And like, that totally touched my heart. I love you. Oh, I was like, so
I love
sweet.
You back. I love you back. I feel like people might, you know, because I don't know if we've ever like talked publicly about it, but I just think it's so funny because I think people are like, oh, how was that? And I'm like, well, it was really weird just because I actually love her so much. So that was the weird part about it. And that was the only weird part about it. It's just so funny.
Likewise. But again, I like feel like Jeremy and Sean would be like BFF.
Oh, well, they need
like,
to meet.
We all have to hang out.
Absolutely.
Like, something this needs to happen.
Because you guys are in LA, right?
Yeah, so we're in LA. And I just, so weird. I've like just started living in his house because we've been married for 7 weeks.
Wait, oh my
gosh. I'm
getting
used to living in his home and not in my apartment. And very weird. It's very fun.
Let's just take a minute to talk about Varidesk. Varidesk helps you stay active while you work. I've got this in my living room at the moment because Sean and I both like to take advantage of Varidesk. It's a simple way to transform any desk into an active workspace and encourage more movement into your day. So you know Sean B is a big fan. Sean has officially taken over my Varidesk. Standing more and sitting less can help improve your health. It can reduce back pain. It can raise your energy, increase your metabolism, and boost your productivity. It sits on top of your existing desk, so there's nothing to replace, and you can try one risk-free for 30 days with free shipping both ways if you go to varidesk.com to check it out. That's varidesk.com to check it out. Go to varidesk.com, varidesk.com. Okay, wait, I have to say congratulations on air. Like,
thank
I know I've said
you.
It to you over text.
Thank
and
you, thank you, thank you.
But, oh, my gosh,
yes,
you're,
yes. And
you're married.
Yeah. Crazy. I'm a wife.
You're a wife.
Even I'm a wife.
And out of
so
all
weird.
Of this, you walked down the aisle before me. I think it's just so funny how everything worked out for the best. And, like, you're a married woman now.
So crazy. And, dude, I remember I was thinking about this, like, you know, when I was thinking about that we were going to be talking, I was like, oh, yeah. Caitlin, do you remember? So when we were doing the Billboard Music Awards, right? It's like before the world knows who got chosen to do the Bachelorette. Like, we're still feigning, like we don't know, and it's all, you know, in TV world, nobody knows who's going to win. And mm-hmm. you're in the hotel room, and I knew that you were with Sean.
Right.
And I think we actually, like, FaceTimed with Sean or something.
Yeah, like
but,
10
you
times.
Know, big secret. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to you about Jeremy.
Yeah.
I was like,
yes.
There's this guy that I've been in love with forever, mm-hmm. and, like, he's the best. And for some reason, I just feel like in my heart he's supposed to be my
yes.
husband. Do you remember
yes.
that conversation?
110%. It's in my
so
notes.
Weird.
It's in my notes on my
That's
computer
Jeremy.
Of things to talk to you about. Because I think I knew that, like, after you guys reconnected and got back together, I was like, that is the guy that she was talking about.
Yes, because I remember even, I think we were like just in your hotel room, like drinking gin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Back when I was drinking.
Yep.
We were drinking gin and we were just like, you know, blah, 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 girl talk forever. And mm-hmm. I remember you like looked at me and you're like, well, that's who you're supposed to be with.
Yeah.
You just like shot it to me straight. You're like, duh.
I actually do. We
yeah,
were sitting
right.
on we were sitting on my bed just talking, like debating going out, but we were having such a good heart to heart just sitting there. And I
yes.
remember being like, I feel like this is the man you're supposed to be with.
Yes, exactly, dude.
And that was what, 2015?
That happened because you were right. Dr. Caitlin was right.
Wow, I should maybe be like.
Correctly.
Yeah, I should like.
Be like a life coach.
You know what? Maybe I'll
Try
quit
hustle.
Podcasting life and coach. Be a life coach.
Just throwing it out.
Oh my gosh, that's so
Love
funny.
Love Coach Caitlin, yeah.
That is so wild that I said that. Like, I do remember that, and I did have it in my notes. Now I'm, like, scrambling because I'm like, oh, shoot, now my notes are all over the place because that was something I wanted to tell you. That's so
That's
funny.
That's so crazy.
Okay.
I love that.
So, wait.
The world works in mysterious ways.
It really does, and it's if you sit back and actually just, like, look at it from that perspective that everything happens for a reason, you can see that.
Yeah.
And it's just so...
It's, like, very beautiful.
Yeah. It's so crazy. And even back, like, oh, by the way, my mom, she just sent me a text, so this is what reminded me, wanted to say hi to you.
Aww.
And she still thinks about the moment where you wrote me a note. Remember we hung out before Men Tell All, and you
yes.
wrote me like,
yes, because you were like,
I was obviously a
mess. Having a moment because
yeah.
that's like really intimidating, intense situation. Over 1,000.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But you wrote me. I still have that
yes,
note.
Yes, I remember that.
I still have
Aww.
It. It meant so much to me. And I was like, wow, that was – it really helped me in that moment just because I was going through such a terrible time. And I remember you almost laughing too, being like, dude, I'm so glad it wasn't me.
Yes. It is crazy. But, I mean, the show – for all of the amazing things that it does, it also just thrusts you into situations that are really hard. And I don't know mm-hmm. if people know how hard they are.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't
does.
Know if you're able to, because I never did. I mean, I always watched a show and I was like, oh, it's so silly. Oh, it's dramatic. Oh, mm-hmm. why is she crying? Oh, ha, ha, ha. You
all
know, and you kind of think like, I would never be thrown by these situations. Like, because when you're watching it, it's edited and it just looks like it's silly, but it's really intense. And like,
yeah.
you did a great job, by the way, being gracious and just like holding your own.
Well,
but yeah,
you.
I like felt for you. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is my girl and I don't want her to feel like she's alone, you know, and I can't be there with you. But I was like, here's a little note.
Yeah, no, that
like,
is,
the best I could do.
I think I did feel very alone and
yeah,
it did.
Dude.
So even a simple little like handwritten letter that you wrote me just helped so much. So thank you for
Aww,
that.
You're super welcome. And tell your mom that's adorable. And I love her.
Oh
I'm
gosh.
Giving her a hug.
Yes, she absolutely loves you.
I'm hugging over the phone.
And Era Aww. Phone hug. Okay, so I wanted to get to the confessions because I do this with all of my guests where we do the Caitlin's
okay.
confessional booth. Anything you want to get off your chest, I'll do the same. Do you want to go
you
first?
Do one every single time.
Every podcast.
I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh, this is so funny.
Yeah.
I'm like picturing like you in like a Catholic confessional booth. I love it. That's okay. Okay. So, yeah, your producer like gave me a little heads up, which is so nice. She's like, oh, tomorrow, she's going to ask you to confess
good.
Something. And honestly, the first thing that popped in my mind, I was just like, I'm going to go with it. This is so weird. But like my whole life growing up, I had this thing where I would like bite my nails, like really crazy, which I still bite my nails.
I still do that too.
Confession. But that's not the confession. I also used to like sit in like a really weird little frog and I would bite my toenail like my whole life. And then I got caught and I was so ashamed that I stopped. So I like did it for years and I knew that it was bad and that it was weird. And so I would like do it in private and it was like kind of uncomfortable. Like I would be like literally like ripping my groin apart, but like chewing on my toenails. How weird is that?
Okay, it's
I did it for years.
It's not that weird.
But that's my weird confession.
No, it's I'm actually laughing. I'm laughing really hard because that was actually one of my confessions like two podcasts ago.
Shut.
Swear. I swear.
No, you lie.
Nope.
Oh, God,
that was
girl.
My confession.
We were just meant to be friends. We were just made to be friends. That is so... Okay, I feel better.
Yeah, don't...
I feel better.
I totally forgive you for that. That's not even sinful. That is just hilarious, and that just makes you human, and I love that you shared it with me, because I literally, I think it was two podcasts ago.
Oh my gosh, that is so
that was
funny.
My, yeah,
well,
that was my confession.
I did not hear that and copy you. That was my legit first thing that popped into my mind. I did that until I was in about fourth grade. And I remember getting caught by one of my friend's moms, and she was like, that will make you sick. And I was like, well, but I can't stop. You know?
Okay,
like,
but okay. Here's the difference, Britt. You were in fourth grade. This was like 4 weeks ago for me. I'm not even joking.
Amazing. I love you. I love you. Well, maybe I should get back into it. I don't know. Maybe it's trending. We should just start a movement.
Hey, I highly recommend it.
Could,
you know that
right?
Your friend's mom said that it'll make you sick, but I think it builds your immune
yeah.
system.
Amen. That's how I feel about everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well that makes me feel less guilty
you'll
about
wash
my
your
confession.
Hands, you'll live forever.
Yeah, no, I'm
out of the trash, you'll live forever.
You exactly. You bite your nails, you bite your toenails.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, girl.
Why is
I
it
love
weird?
It. Oh my gosh, that's the best one ever. Okay. I made the right choice.
You did, and I love you for sharing that. And do you want to hear mine?
Yes, I do. Very much.
I don't feel as bad anymore, but okay, so like I'm super busy lately and I feel like my anxiety has been getting the best of me, and sometimes I just don't even have like 1 second to recharge the batteries. So today I had 2 minutes to find time. So I like to meditate and I feel like it really helps me.
Good girl.
And today I did it from the toilet. I meditated on the damn toilet.
I can, yes. Okay. Can I just let you feel better? I feel like I do that like every day.
Oh.
I'll literally sit on the toilet and I'm like, okay, God, what's going on? Because it's like a time where no one's going to walk in usually.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe Sean does sometimes. Jeremy does sometimes.
Yep.
But generally, it's time when you're alone. No one's going to barge in.
Yep.
It's usually like in the morning, girl. That I think that's great.
It's
I think
your
that's
you
actually
time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We should write a book.
Hey,
right?
I think so, too. But what would I feel like it would be the most random book that's ever
meditate
been written.
Meditate on the toilet. Bite your toenails if you don't have toe clippers. It'll also up your immunity.
Just
get to peace.
Life
in
hacks.
The morning on the pot.
I should write a book on life hacks.
Good.
Oh,
yeah, life hacks. Maybe that's better.
That's
yeah,
genius.
Okay. That's a good confession. But I yeah.
Well,
I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at you biting your toenails. So, I mean...
Maybe we can combine it and do it all at the same time. No,
now we're talking. Now it's a confessional booth. That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now this is not a confession. This is more, I would say a humble brag. The fact that I have a wine sponsor. Humble brag. Let's go with that. Bright Cellars. You can discover new wines that are delivered directly to you. This is all the wine I bring in to drink at my podcast is all from Bright Cellars, because they get 4 personal wine bottles sent to your door each month. If you take a fun 7-question quiz, they will build your personal flavor profile to find your perfect wine. And guess what? If you don't like a certain bottle, your wine concierge will help you find a replacement. So you can get wines from all around the world, including Italy, Spain, Portugal, South America, and you yourself can get 50% off your first box if you go to brightcellars.com/offthevine, and then you can tweet me and we can like talk about what kind of wine profiles we have and talk about our wine concierge, and you can drink your Bright Cellars wine while listening to me off the vine. I need to jump back to Jeremy because I just, you
yes.
two are just the
speaking
cutest.
Speaking of disgusting things, no, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Marriage.
Yes.
Holy matrimony. Yes, Jeremy. Jeremy's the best.
Oh my gosh.
Anything you want to ask me, I'll tell you.
I have so many questions because, first of all, I love that he is like, he clearly is your soulmate because you knew you were supposed to be with him years ago.
Girl.
You guys are together now. And I just want to know how you guys met in the very first place.
Okay, so yeah. So for people that don't know, it's kind of a crazy story. I'll go really quick because it's kind of long, but I'll do the very, very abridged version.
It's okay.
Essentially, we got set up like on a blind date situation. Mm-hmm. So I was doing a shoot long, long time ago, and the hair and makeup girl, she's talking to me. It was like a 2-day thing. So, you know, you bond. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, she's like, I never do this, but I really feel like I have to set you up with this guy that I went to cosmetology school with. She's like, he's so great and he's funny and he's cool. And in my head, I'm like, obviously he's gay and she doesn't know. That's like the only thing I'm thinking. I'm like,
I was like, wait, Jeremy took cosmetology?
And he's so great and he's single. Like,
amazing.
You know, whatever. So she's like, no. She shows me pictures and I wasn't dating anyone at the time. So I was really hesitant, but then she's showing me all these things and telling me all these things and he's really cute. And I was like, okay, you can give my Facebook. So we like talked back and forth on Facebook, whatever. I still was like a little reticent because I was just not dating. Mm-hmm. And so I remember, and this is how I like knew. I remember I was in Vegas like a month later. We had just been talking the whole time. And I remember praying like before we went out on a date, I was like, God, I don't want to go on a date with this guy unless it's going to be my husband because I don't want to break this no dating streak. You know, felt like I was really in my own. And I literally felt in my spirit like, this is your person. Mm-hmm. And I like knew and I was freaked out. So anyways, we go out on a date. I like fall in love with him, obviously. We date for like 7 or 8 months and we break up. Mm-hmm. And then like 4 years go by where I'm like so confused. I'm like, what's happening? Like, yeah. I thought we were going to get back together right away and it just time kept passing. And so I had to live my life. We would hang out and it just, the timing wasn't right. It felt off. But in my spirit, I was just like, I feel like I'm supposed to be with him and yeah. I couldn't figure it out. And it was like really hard and I felt rejected and confused mm-hmm. and like, do I not hear from God correctly? Am I crazy? You know, all these mm-hmm. things. And then I even did the show and like, he's still in the back of my mind, but I had to live my life.
Yeah.
And when you hang out with someone over and over again over years and they're just like, no, I don't love you. And you're like, yeah, the timing doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. You have to live your life. So yeah. People are like, why'd you do this show? I had to date people. I dated people all throughout the 4 years
yeah.
and it just never felt right. And I was always open to like, maybe I'll meet someone and it'll just totally replace Jeremy and I'm crazy. And didn't hear that from God. I made it up. I'm totally open to that.
Right.
I've been wrong before. So, you know, I did all this stuff and, you know, life went on, the show, the next show, everything. Dated Brady. Brady knew Jeremy. When me and Brady broke up, Brady actually went to Jeremy and was like, hey, I really feel like you and Britt are supposed to be together. I don't know why
you
feel
what?
That way.
Which, Brady?
That's kind of crazy, too.
What?
Brady, too.
So
did you not know this?
Okay,
yes.
Brady
Isn't
from...
Isn't that a weird thing?
Yes, Brady from our season, who left night one to chase after, and you guys dated for a while. When you guys broke up, he went to Jeremy and knew him and told him you guys should be together?
Correct. So Brady from Nashville just somehow knew Jeremy through, like, you know, just like churchy network. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, people know each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. They, like, knew people that knew people. He came to L.A. after we had broken up, and Brady, like, asked to take Jeremy out for beers. And
what?
While they're hanging out, he's like, hey, I just feel like I'm supposed to tell you you're supposed to be with Britt. He just, like,
Whoa.
Felt that in his heart and, like, told him. And Jeremy was like, okay. So, like, that got him thinking.
Wait, that's huge, though, because Brady really did care about
you.
It's
so weird. Well, Brady is, like, dude, Brady is the sweetest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and I mean, I feel like he was really in love with me and that he was just, like.
No, he was.
He is such a good dude. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how good of. Can we just, like, sing Brady Toop's praises for a minute?
Yes.
He's, like, the sweetest guy in the whole world.
I mean, that
like, God
says,
bless him.
That says
He's
a lot
be the
about
best
him right there.
Mm-hmm. He's just so selfless. He literally was like, I think it, you know, he's just like, this is how I feel and I need to tell you this.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
He's just the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Yes.
So anyways, long story short, Jeremy and I got together a little over two years ago and started dating again. And it was like off to the races and here we are.
That's just so crazy because timing is everything. And
right?
it's so, what's so crazy to me and what I've got a lot from this podcast, and I have younger girls who listen all the time, and I just always want to tell them, like, guess what? Your life is not over at 24 and or 23.
Oh, my God.
You know,
we haven't
like,
even begun.
And the person that you think you're supposed to be with, like, maybe you are, and maybe you just have to, like, figure out who you are and accept love first, like, and love yourself to be able to accept that love. And just timing to me is everything.
It's everything because I truly believe that when Jeremy and I dated the first time, we just weren't ready. There's mm-hmm. so much that comes with maturity. I mean, we just had to live life. We had to live life apart also.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? You have to be refined. Like you have to like go through some shit. You have to stub your toe a couple times and you have to fall down and you know,
you have to make mistakes and you have
exactly.
to screw up and you have to like, you, I really do believe you need to get to a low point to build yourself back up. And I think once people mm-hmm. do go through that, they yeah. believe in why. But until you do that, until you get stronger and get to that point, you just question life and question everything that you believe in until you get mm-hmm. to the point where you're like, oh, this is why. And that's why I get so sad when people don't know that that moment's coming or they don't believe it. I just want to like shake them and be like, don't
totally.
Worry. Your time
yeah,
is coming and it doesn't matter what
so
age you are.
Yeah. I was going to say it's really interesting because I think you and I can totally speak from experience mm-hmm. that like I think we both had some great things happen to us on the shows and mm-hmm. some really, really negative things happen as well. And
absolutely.
I can speak for myself and I think it goes the same for you. But like I really found myself during those times because
oh,
if
yes.
you're just skating along in life, you don't really have to look at like, what do I believe in? What's important to me? Like, where is my focus? Like, why am I confident? Like, what's my foundation? You don't have to look at that if nothing's happening to you. But like when your world gets rocked,
oh my
you really
gosh.
Have to go deep inside and you find yourself. And so, yeah, I would say that to anyone listening, like, don't be afraid of hard times. And yes, timing is everything mm-hmm. and it's not over until it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. And right before I went on the show, I really felt like I was in the most confident time of my life. Like, I was like, I'm totally happy with myself. I went through a really hard mm-hmm. breakup. I'm like so strong. I
right.
got myself back on my
yep.
feet and I'm like, I know myself and I'm so happy. And then I go through the show and then I go through all other insecurities that I didn't even know I had in me. Like you said, like my world was absolutely rocked and turned upside down and good things were happening and
totally.
Terrible things were happening. And I really didn't know who I was or how tough I was or how thick my skin was until I went through all of this stuff that
yep.
just absolutely hit me so hard. And then I'm like, oh, okay. So no, I have still so much to learn about myself and I still do, but I can't
totally.
Believe how far I've come just
yeah.
in those 2 years.
Yeah. And you just learn, you know, like where is that well of joy in me when it's not coming from outside circumstances? Like, mm-hmm. what do I turn to? You know, like, mm-hmm. where do I get confidence when it's not coming from the world? Because the world hates me right now, which we both felt for a while,
exactly.
you know, and it's really interesting. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but,
no.
you know, because it's so hard. But also looking back on my life, I'm like, I wouldn't take that part out.
Right.
Right.
Because that's where you grew the most.
Yeah, girl. We did it. We came out on the other side.
Oh, my God. We really did. And watching your YouTube video, like, on your wedding day, we text before it, and I think I sent
aww,
you a message on your day. Like,
yeah.
Tears were shed when I watched that YouTube video. Like, that was the most beautiful.
Oh, Caitlin, thank you.
No, it really
didn't you
was.
You did a great job, by the way. Our videographer
oh.
did, like, a great job. Because I didn't remember any of our wedding, and I was like, oh.
Oh my gosh, it was like magical and just like you can just tell
oh,
the two
you.
Of you, the two of you together just so honest and vulnerable with each other and you can just you in that
yeah.
moment like I know videographers are good at their job but you could just see both of your hearts like bursting
mm-hmm.
with happiness and that PS I love how you rocked jeweled Converse sneakers. That
right?
was like
dude,
it
my
was
best
so
friend,
you.
My roommate made those for me. She literally like
ugh.
Hot glued those on cuz she's like the number one. She's the best. But yeah, I was like, I can't wear like heels because we're in the woods. Like it's all like it's very uneven, super dusty. Like I destroyed my dress, so dirty. But
no, it was
yes,
so
Jeremy's
you.
Really good at being vulnerable, and that was yeah. Our wedding was just like tiny and sweet and
so
like,
intimate.
Just all about the love. Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yep.
No, I absolutely
thank you for saying that. That's
no,
so sweet.
It really
oh,
was.
I want to hug you. I like miss you right now. That made me miss you.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Well, when can we meet up? Because I mean, do you ever
yeah.
come to New York? By the way,
what'd you say?
Do you ever come to New York?
Well, actually, yeah. My family's in Detroit, so sometimes when I go home, I go to yes. Let's hang out in New York. Is that where you are?
That's where I'm going. As of, I mean. When this podcast comes out, yep, that's where I'll be.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, yes, I'll visit you next time I'm around.
Yeah,
that
I'm
would
there
be
for all of the holidays.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. Yes, yes,
yes.
Okay.
We will do it. But wait, I'm still not done with your wedding date. I'm still not done talking about it. I really do feel like it was just so you. And I just want people to, because you have it up on your YouTube channel, right?
Yes, yes.
Like, I just want every,
yep.
I want the world to watch.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Yeah, I'm very biased, but I think it's pretty precious.
No, it is. Like, just all the music that went with it. And you know, during the whole show, I mean, you always rocked Converse.
Oh, yeah, that's Jeremy's brother's music.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like the instrumental one
wow.
is Jeremy's brother.
Oh,
yeah, he
that's
has, like, a little
cool.
album of, like, instrumental, like, ambient, like, meditation music.
Wow.
And it's, yeah, so that's what that is. Oh, also another plug for that.
No, that's plug away. That's what's his name?
Justin Burns.
Okay, wait. Can we take a quick second to talk about dogs, or at least what we're feeding them? Because Nom Nom Now is the world's best dog food made in the USA, delivered right to your door every week. Not only does Caitlin like convenience, so does Tucker Doodle Dog. The nutritious, healthy food is actually cooked fresh in their kitchens, and each meal is prepared with your dog's specific diet needs by their board-certified veterinary nutritionist. I have a wine concierge, and Tucker has a board-certified veterinary nutritionist. For you pet lovers, you can save 50% off your first two orders with nomnomnow.com with promo code VINE. Your dog will have more energy, a shinier coat, and more importantly, a longer, better life with you. Feed your dog as healthy as you feed yourself, and save 50% off your first two orders if you go to nomnomnow.com with promo code VINE. That's nomnomnow.com with promo code VINE.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Hi, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team, Loveline, man. You guys remember us from back in the day? Well, we're doing a pod, and we're doing it every day.
And we've been doing it for a while, and if I hear one more time people say, God, I loved you and Adam together on Loveline, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, we're doing a podcast. Will you please just join us at the Adam and Dr. Drew Show, please? At AdamandDrDrewShow.com. It's a great show. Come on now. Only on Podcast One. That's us, Adam and Dr. Drew Show. Just like the old days.
Doctor's orders.
Oh. Oh, man, you're funny.
Yep. All right, let's go save some babies.
Let's do it.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Wait, I have to go back because I kind of brushed over this, but that's a big deal. So you guys just moved in together.
Yes. So we did the whole... not living together. I stayed in my apartment.
So
I've lived in my apartment for 8 years.
Wow.
In Hollywood.
Wow.
So I'm very used to it. Super little space.
Wow.
Really loud, cramped, crazy. And I'm like now living in this house with Jeremy in like a suburb. You know, I'm still LA, so
yes.
It's a little crazy, but
right.
Much, much different than like literally Hollywood Boulevard where
mm-hmm.
I've been for 8 years. And so it's very weird. Like there's still a part of me in my mind where I still think my apartment exists with all my things in it. And I'm just like hanging out with Jeremy more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sense.
Like I still haven't totally made the transition. Like it's slowly happening, but yeah, I'm getting used to being a wife and living with my husband. We didn't do that before.
Well,
so
okay,
it's
so
really fun.
Everyone...
All of a sudden I'm like, oh, we get to do sleepovers every night. Yeah. Like this is amazing.
That is actually a really exciting element of like not doing that before, because everybody always asks me, oh, like what's changed and what's, you know, but I'm like, Sean and I kind of jumped into it right off the bat, obviously not very traditional people. And we kind of just like went for it right away and we lived with each other right away. So we found out very quickly if, you know, but I think that would be so interesting and also very exciting to do it that way and to wait till you're married and then be like, wow, we get to do this every night. This is so fun.
Yeah. Like it's made it. Yeah, exactly. And that was kind of what we were thinking. We were like, that will make it a transition, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, so it's not just like, hey, we get married and we come back and live exactly the same way.
Right.
Also, I had a roommate, Jeremy had a roommate. And so, yeah, we went on our honeymoon. And then when we came back,
oh,
we
where
started,
did you go on
you know,
your honeymoon?
Moving everything in. And so, yeah, it's crazy. Like Jeremy's like built our bed. And so now we have like a bed and we're just like changing things around. And, you know, I'm trying to make it a little more girly.
That's so
really
romantic, though. That's so romantic
really,
that you guys get to like start that
yeah.
together and like build a room together and like make it yours together.
Very sweet. Yeah. Yeah. We've been loving it. It's been so fun. So I still feel like I'm on like cloud nine. It's still very much the honeymoon stage, which hopefully lasts forever.
It doesn't.
Knock on wood. You know, yeah. I'm like, call me in a year. No, I'm just kidding. Right now, it's amazing. It's been very fun. It doesn't feel real yet. Like, it hasn't settled in. Like, I'm still in the stage where, like, I'm, like, at Starbucks, and I'm like, my husband would like a latte. And I, like, love saying it still, you know.
It's so fun. But that's, fun. I mean, part of that, part of moving in together and doing your whole thing is you guys have been making these precious videos, like, behind the scenes of your relationship and answering questions.
Yeah.
And
that's
been
really fun.
Yeah. I have fun watching them. I'm not even kidding. I think I watch all of them. And I think people have, like...
Are you serious?
No, I watch all of them all the time.
Get out of here. Dude, even my parents have, like, not seen them all. I love you.
Well, I heard you say that.
I love you right now.
I heard you say that on one of the videos. You were like, yeah, I don't even think our friends or family watch. And I was like, I do.
Literally all my friends are like, you have YouTube? I was like... Yeah, don't worry about it.
I actually love it. I think people, like, missed your presence.
Okay, well, I'm going to listen to all your podcasts now.
Well, yeah, well, you have to now because I'm kind of...
I know this is a thing, and I'm, like, obsessed with this idea. Yeah, number one, you're, like, so funny. I think it's great. I think it's a great idea. Seriously, I'm, like, really excited.
Well, now after I tell
you... I'm always driving around in L.A. traffic, and now I have something to listen
to. Well, this is perfect, and I just guilt-tripped you because I told you I watch all your YouTube videos, so now I'm like, and now you have to listen to my podcast.
And now you have to listen to my podcast.
Uh-huh.
I will. No guilt trip necessary at all.
But I
love it.
I do feel like people missed your presence from, like, being on TV, and then you haven't taken that, you know, typical Bachelor contestant route with promotions and the presence on Instagram, and you really, like, laid low after. And I just want to know, like, what made you decide to share parts of your life with Jeremy, but, like, why also did you kind of lay low on Instagram after, which I really respect, by the way.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. It was very tempting, you know, and, like, I obviously, like, I'm getting the emails like, sell our tea or sell our this or whatever. And it's very tempting because especially for a while there, like, I was, like, just in all honesty, like, not doing well financially. And I was like, oh, that does sound really nice. Mm-hmm. But in the interim between after we did Chris Soul's season, I remember, like, kind of thinking and praying. And I was like, okay, so I have this platform. Like, what do I want to use it for? Mm-hmm. And I had been, like, sponsoring kids through World Vision for, like, 8 years or so.
Yeah.
And had a bunch of kids I sponsored. And I reached out to them and I was like, hey, like, I just want to, like, be promoting you guys because I think it's awesome what you're doing. And like, no money changed hands. I was just like, I literally love what you guys do. And like, I don't know what else to talk about. So I want to talk about you guys. And they were like, cool. And I was like, cool. So I started just kind of doing stuff with them. And I just didn't want advertising to be mixed in with something that I really cared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want it to be like, one day I'm like, sponsor a child who's, like, dying of malaria, and then the next day I'm like, also buy this toothpaste, it's really cool. You know what I mean? I was just like, it didn't feel like cohesive.
I respect
that. And I didn't want to be stealing. So it was just kind of like that. And then just as time went on, I was like, okay, I guess I'm not doing this. Like, I'm just gonna, like, trust God for finances, and I'm not gonna go that route. Now, God bless all the people that do, because it's a great way to make money, and, like, that's the way the world is, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. And
100%.
Like, now that we have a YouTube channel, I'm like, pay us, please.
Oh,
we're putting
absolutely
ads on it. So I'm not above it in any way, but it was just kind of a slow choice. Like, it wasn't like, you know, one day I put my foot down and I was like, never will I sell tea.
No,
but
right.
It just organically just never really took over. And then so many people would be like, I really like that you don't do that. And I was like, well, now I can't.
Yeah, I know.
Now you got me.
But I'm one of those people on this end where I'm like, I actually really do like that you didn't do that, because to me, I'm like, I know you a little better than a lot of people out there. And I feel like I really love how low maintenance kind of person that you are. And you're very simple, and you're very, like, passionate about giving back. And I just you kind of, like, reassured my feelings with not that I didn't believe you were that sweet, but I'm like, come on. And then it's like, no, you really are, and you're very selfless. and just the fact that
you're killing me right now. I'm like blushing so hard I'm gonna cry. Like, get out of here. I, like, want to, like, hug you and kick you right now.
Well, I'm glad that you're not sitting in this room with me then.
No, but I feel the same way. And, like, honestly, people are like, is Caitlin, like, really, like, cool and fun? Or, like, and I'm like, yeah, no, she's really, like, that cool and fun, like, all the time. Like, she's great. You know what I mean?
No, that's the exact same.
People think on TV, it's like, you know, because they can't. I mean, they can make you whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I think that happened to both of us, too.
100%.
But, yeah, I mean, you really are, like, so sweet. And that was one of the things that was so funny to me, that people just always think, like, that we hate each other and don't get along. I'm like, no, actually, like, if I saw her, I would, like, slow motion run down the street to give her a hug. Like, that's how I feel about her.
Yeah, no, same here. And I just think it's so funny just because I really have respected the way that you went about, like, even after the show, didn't you get offered to go on Paradise? And you were like, that's
yeah.
not me. And it was like a good chunk of money
yeah.
that you could have, like, paid
it
back
was.
Your, you know, your student loans or bought a car. But you chose to have, like,
bought
keep
a car,
your pride.
Yes.
No, please tell us about your car. Please tell us about your car.
I will tell you about my car. Yes, I turned down Bachelor in Paradise. And again, that's a show that I love to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's really fun. But I just didn't, it wasn't the vibe. Like, it feels a little more scandalous. And I was just like, that's not really how I live my life.
No,
and like,
that's
it would
not
be
you.
Nice to have money. But I just, it didn't feel right in my spirit. And I was like, I can't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be like poor and like live in a dumpster with my values than
you. And that's
regret
so
something
you,
I did.
Like you would live in a shoebox if you could be happy over
totally.
taking money to do whatever, you know, like you believe in the future and your God's plan for you. And I love
yeah.
that so much about you. And I wish I could be more like that because I'm like, what kind of toothpaste do you want me to sell? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. But you know what I mean. I just.
I got toothpaste. No, I'm totally kidding.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Thank you for saying that. That's really sweet. That's
no, it's
super sweet.
It's really cool
I love
to see
you.
That. You know what? This is. I love
You're
you too.
You're like seriously the best. This is a love fest. This is like annoying. Everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm turning this off. Anyways, yes,
nope.
No, let's talk about my car because,
please,
Kaylin, it's so sad.
No.
I'm going to make a video because
I was going to suggest that.
I have to make a tribute. But
you have to.
I have to get rid of my car. Jeremy bought like a 4Runner and he's going to give me his Prius. So we're like getting like adult cars. But I've been driving this for 10 years now.
Please,
it's
just
a
paint us this picture.
Grand Prix.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the doors doesn't open. Like it, when it opens, it's like, because there's a huge dent in it. So you have to like yank it open. Everyone's like freaked out that the door's breaking. I'm like, it's fine. It doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
why
and I live
it?
In Southern California. So literally, you know, this is October. I think like a week ago
yeah,
it was 105.
That's like a death trap.
So if I'm driving anywhere, I'm like literally having a panic attack, like pouring sweat, like can't breathe. It doesn't have heat in the winter or air conditioning in the summer. One of the windows down, like my mirrors are screwed on because both of them have been knocked off so many times, and like my driver's side mirror is a makeup mirror from like my makeup bag with like hair ties holding it on from Frankenstein. And
oh
like my
gosh.
Gear shift doesn't work unless you stick a makeup brush into a hole on the side that I found on Google. I googled it.
Oh,
it wouldn't
my
like
gosh.
You can't switch gears, so you like stick a stick all the way down this hole and then it like releases something. I mean, it's like,
I mean, is
it's
this
such
thing
a freak
street,
show.
Is
but
it street
it.
Legal?
It's like my baby.
Is it street legal?
No, it's not smogged. And this should be my real confession. For about 9 years, I was driving around with a Michigan license with a not smogged car. And if I ever got pulled over, they were like, so how long have you lived here? I'm like, well, I'm just
visiting.
Testing it out, you know. I don't know. I don't know. I might go back. You know, I'm trying the acting thing. Or I'm just, you know, kind of like, or I went to school here. Please don't give me a ticket. And they were like, okay, all right.
Oh,
but,
that's
you know,
amazing.
How many times you do that? So now I'm legal. I have a license. But, yeah, that car, this is the saddest thing. So this is like my friend. This is like my baby.
Wow.
She's gotten me around.
You
right?
are
and, like,
really
I mean, literally,
adulting.
There's so many crazy things have happened. Like someone took the battery out, like, while I was at work. Like,
what?
Crazy things have happened, but she's taken away. And now we're selling her. And so we called this place, and guess what they're going to give it?
A dollar
for my car.
A dollar.
No, a little higher than that.
Okay.
That makes me feel better.
Oh, I sold my car for a dollar. Okay, $100.
I love you.
I really did.
They're giving us $130.
Wow,
dude.
What a steal
That's
of
like,
a deal.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what can I buy with that? I mean, like groceries for the week.
That car has really gotten you through some times. But the thing is, like,
I
can kind of relate. I mean, I had a Sunfire and the one mirror was ripped off, but that's about it. But I literally sold it for a dollar just because of legal purposes, like for the paperwork.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But
that's
I think
what did you spend that dollar on?
Probably like a hot dog.
So basically you sold your car for a hot dog. I think that's a good trade.
I wasn't mad at it. I wasn't mad at the trade, but
oh my gosh.
I
take a hot
it.
Dog.
I'll take a hot dog. They're like, that's $1.25, miss. I'm like, damn.
You're like, ah.
I don't have it.
Oh
will you take
gosh.
A dollar?
I love that. I don't got it. Please, yeah. Work with me.
I just stole my car. I do love that though, because I just think that's such a testament to who you are is what your car is like. And I don't know, just so many things, like even just being in a spotlight and coming out of it, and just you have stayed so true to who you are. And I really think that being in any sort of spotlight, it can be so challenging. And like I said earlier, like I suffered anxiety and depression. You saw that in me, like through the show.
Yeah. Oh, girl, me too. I mean, I remember just being on my face crying. You know, you're like at the grocery store and it's like articles about how terrible you are. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, that it got to me. And of course it got to you. Well, I mean,
and also
we're
like
human beings, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And like before, I know that you were recently very open and honest about your past struggles and things that you've went through, not only like before, but also during the show as well. And I just, I really wanted to say thank you for being so real, because I've been a big part of this Raw Beauty Talks and movement in that kind of aspect of life. And I just applaud you for sharing your story.
That
because
so cool. No, likewise.
Yeah.
Because
I know
so many girls look up to you, and they look up to you because you're cool and you're fun and like, you have smart things to say. You're intelligent, and like you're with it, and you just like are living life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that they're looking up to you, and like to hear you saying things that matter is so important. Like I respect it so much. Like seriously, like I'm like, get it, girl. Like that is what life is about, and like that's you're being a good steward of the fame that God's given you.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What I mean? Like you're running with it, and you're doing the things that you should. Like that matters so much. Just like woman to woman,
mm-hmm.
it's so important, because there's so many women that aren't doing that.
I know.
You
completely
have the spotlight. It's on you, and I love it.
I mean, you have that too.
I'm so proud of you.
And I'm right back at you. Like, you have that same platform. And I think when you did come out and some videos came out of you talking about your struggles, I think a lot of women probably could relate to you. But not only that they were just like, I think by having conversation, you can always bring awareness and comfort to a lot of people and make them feel like they aren't alone. And I think sometimes that's all anyone needs is, I mean, you're on The Bachelor and you're this beautiful human and people look up to you, and then they see that, you know, you have hard times and you have struggles, and they can feel like, wow, I'm not alone. And they can also share their story. And I bet you save many lives.
We all have those days.
Yeah.
It's okay. And also I just hope that it opens up conversations with people's friends. You know what I mean? Like I hope people watch what you're saying, or like, I know you've done TED Talk. I mean, you've been like all over the place, and I love, like, I just think the more people talk about it, the more we're creating like a safe space for people to talk about it with their friends and then not
100%.
Feel isolated.
Yeah.
That's the lie, is that you're alone.
Yeah, no,
and
that's why I love that you shared your story, because that's, I mean, A, that's really hard to talk about, but B, that's like, it's just it's so brave, because this is just a tire pumping hour for each other. We're just pumping each other's tires, and I love it.
I know, right? Probably the exact opposite. People are going to tune in and be like, oh, beef. You can fight the whole time. And we're like, I love you more. No, I love you more.
I know. I don't even know if anyone's listening anymore.
Just crickets. That's okay. That's all right.
Hey, but I'm having a great time, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to see, because now you just, you know, you're in a place in your life where you're happy with yourself. You have a man who adores you. He holds you accountable, like you said. You hold yourself accountable.
He does.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. And we did talk about that earlier, just how young girls, you know, everybody know that just find yourself before you allow someone to love you, because it will, this day and age, like so many relationships don't last. And I think that's why, because nobody falls in love with themselves first.
Right, and then you're looking for somebody else to fill that void.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
Like, it's not Sean's job to make you complete, and
no.
It's not Jeremy's job to make me complete.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, they're adults, and they're doing their thing, and we're doing ours, and then you come together, and like, yeah, when you're married, like, you're one in many ways, but if you're a person that, like, isn't okay with herself, that's not what you want to walk into a marriage or even a relationship with. And
no.
I know you know that, and that's why you guys have lasted, because you're like, I know who I am. I've been through the ringer, and
totally
I'm still alive.
Agree.
And now you can come and be with me on this journey, instead of like, I need you. Help me. Fix me.
That is, it's so true, because, I mean, I've been in relationships where I was not only like, I'd move across the country and be financially dependent on somebody. I was also emotionally dependent on somebody, and it just does not work for anyone. And as long as you can emotionally like depend on yourself, that's when you'll have successful relationships, not only with a man or a woman, but just like in life. I feel like you'll have successful relationships being happy with yourself.
Yeah. Okay, wait, I want to ask.
Yes.
What? I mean, I know you guys are together, but, like, what's going on with you and Sean? Like, is there any, like what's happening? I, like, want to hang out with you guys.
Oh, well, we will 110% make a double date plan because, obviously, they need to meet.
Yes, perfect.
But Sean always makes the joke.
Yeah, can we, like, secretly make them best friends?
Oh, it doesn't have to be a secret.
We'll just, like, slip away quietly while they're talking.
It doesn't have to be a secret. We can put it out there into the universe. But Sean always makes the joke every time people ask, like, about, oh, you guys were on that season where you had to vote for blah, blah, blah. Sean goes, I know Caitlin's still mad because I voted for Britt. It's like his favorite joke to make that he voted for you. Like, it's his favorite thing in the world. But
that's so stupid. I love it. That's so funny.
But yeah, we are just, I mean, we're two peas in a pod. We're so good.
So cute. And your little dog. I mean, you guys on Instagram, I'm like, get out of here with cuteness. Like, I'm going to, like, print it out and put it on pillows. Some of your
Please do that.
I'm like, I don't sell toothpaste, but I do sell Caitlin Bristow and Sean pillows.
Oh, I wonder if they would sell.
Your choice.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's so good. I'm so happy. I'm like, I just feel so, I mean, I just haven't talked to you in so long. I have, like, so much joy just hearing your voice and, like, hearing that you're, I don't know, just there's so much gnarly stuff, like, hearing that you're at peace and I'm at peace. It's just like,
it's the way of the world, you know? It's the universe worked in our favors, and here we are podcasting together, you
know?
Yep. I feel like we're having, like, such a soul-searching little podcast. I feel like people are really going to love it. Oh, and also...
We got to get Oprah on this.
Oh, that was in my...
I feel like we're really...
I feel like we are Oprah.
You plus me has become Oprah.
We are Oprah. I mean, I'm not trying to sell toothpaste, but I am going to talk about an electric toothbrush because we all know I'm very passionate about electric toothbrushes. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration into an ultra slim design. It's basically like Apple designed a toothbrush, but without the big price tag. You have to see it and brush with it yourself to believe it. And there's a timer that makes sure you get in the full 2 minutes of brushing. It stops every 30 seconds to remind you to move to a new area. I feel like this sponsor really should have been in here when I was talking to Cupcake, aka Chris Strandberg, my dentist. But anyways, whatever. You can subscribe to receive new brush heads on a dentist recommended 3-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Quip is backed by a leading dentist and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016 and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Shout out Oprah. And right now, go to getquip.com/vine to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/vine. getquip.com/vine. Do you know Wells from the, well, obviously, you know people in this world, but you know Wells?
Sounds, he has brown hair.
Oh my God, I love you.
Maybe I don't.
No, he was the bartender on the last season of
Yeah,
he's funny.
Maybe. Oh my gosh, you're gonna have to refresh me. I'm so bad with names.
This,
I know I would know
it has
face.
Nothing to do with anything, just the fact that I want to do this segment called the Baloney. And just a backstory is
the Baloney.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So Wells and I did a podcast. We all of a sudden got on this topic of bologna where we talked about it for like an obnoxious amount of time. And he was talking about how much he loved bologna and how underrated it is. And so, you know how people, they say like, oh, that's bologna if it's dumb.
Uh-huh.
We changed the game. And now we're saying if something is awesome, it's the bologna. So with that being said.
Yeah. Okay. Like it's the bomb. It's the bologna.
Yes. I want to know what's the bologna for Britt right now. Like what are you into? What makes you tick? What makes you happy? Like. I'll give you an example.
Man.
You can think about this.
Yeah,
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Like for me right now, hair scrunchies are the baloney. And I rock
like
them.
90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
I rock them all the time. They don't damage your hair. I'm bringing them back. They're like tacky, but super cute. And I just love scrunchies. I feel like they're the baloney right now.
Oh, that's so good. Okay. So I have two.
Mm.
So the baloney number one is like, it reminded me, you totally inspired me. I'm wearing jellies. Lately?
Oh, like shoe jellies?
Straight 90s jellies, like the sparkly clear jellies. Like I got them at Goodwill and I love them.
Wait.
So those are the bologna right now.
Wait. Go.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What are the jellies? Like what?
Oh, you're from Canada. I don't know. Maybe they didn't make it over
I
there.
Know. I'm like, wait,
They're
what are
basically like 90s shoes. Oh, this is such a good teaching moment.
Okay.
Because if you're into scrunchies, you might just love these. It's like the same era, right?
I think I know what you're talking about.
They're basically like clear shoes that are the shape of your foot.
Oh,
and
I'm so down.
They can be pink or like clear. They usually have sparkles in them, platforms or flat. But they're essentially like a sandal made of like hardened goop.
No, I'm so down, and I know what you're talking about. We did have those in Canada, but I just didn't remember what they were called. But you know how they had like gelin things, and they're like, I'm like mud gelin. I'm so gelin.
Oh, I'm gelin. Yeah. Like Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were talking about. But oh my gosh, wait.
That is actually way better. I'm like so grandma status. I'm like, you know what's the baloney for me? Orthopedic shoes with Dr. Scholl's in them. For my nightly walk, you know.
And you know what else is the baloney? Warm milk. Warm milk before you go to bed.
Baloney going to bed before the sun goes down.
I'm into it. I'm so into it.
I'm actually not that far off. I've like totally become a grandma. It's like no joke.
No, grandma life is the life for me. I'm telling you, like, I love this because 90s are my favorite time in the whole world. And I feel like scrunchies and your jellies, like, we should bring it back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll just listen to a little TLC. And great.
The baloney.
I like this. I'm going to try to like put this out into my world.
Yeah, please recycle it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how fast time goes. We're going to get to questions from the listeners because people have some questions for you, and then we're going to wrap it up, and then we are going to plan a double date. But okay, questions from listeners. Erin Nicole says she remembers watching a skit that you were in on YouTube, and she said it was really good, and she wonders if you still do any acting at all.
Oh. Thank you for saying it's really good. I disagree, but no, I'm just kidding.
No, you were good.
No, I'm not doing acting. I actually stopped acting many moons before I even did The Bachelor, which is funny because a lot of people were like, oh, she's doing it, you know, like in magazines. They were like, she's doing it for her acting career.
Well, and because I was like, you're a beautiful girl from L.A.
The Kiss of Death would be doing a reality show if I wanted to be an actor.
100%.
Anyway, 100%. So, no, I had been a server for about 3 years before I even applied for the show. So no, I'm not doing acting anymore. It was fun. I don't think I was incredibly good at it. Like I like being myself more than I like learning sides. I just wasn't amazing at it. It was fun, but no, that's not.
It's more fun being yourself.
It's more fun being Brit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I hear you.
No one tells me I'm, you know, you didn't say the line right.
I like that. Okay.
Or less. It happens less often.
Sharon Lull wants to know what your future plans are, either career-wise or with Jeremy or family stuff. Like, what are your future plans?
Okay, future plans. So I'm like being a famous actress. No. So Jeremy has this ministry where he does workshops. They're called Single Life Workshops, which we're trying to change the name. He's been doing it for 5 years, and I
you got to rebrand that one. Rebrand that one.
We're going to rebrand it, but they're basically like self-help workshops, like getting rid of shame and like, you know, bringing Holy Spirit into memories and like forgiving people and going through like the grieving process and all of these things, like just learning to relate.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these workshops, and so he does it with his brother, and they do them all over the world, like Thailand, Germany, you name it. And they don't have any female like representative. It's two men.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that I want to start maybe taking part in that, because I just, you know, I can talk a lot about a lot of women's issues, like eating disorders, insecurities, like, you know, women deal with shame in a different way than men do, and all these different things. So I kind of might want to go start touring with him doing that. And we're also doing our YouTubes, which, you know, aren't a career right now, but they're just really fun. We're going to keep doing those.
Yeah, please do.
And then we want to start a family. We think in like 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We want to have a little baby.
Oh my gosh.
Five.
Or five.
You know?
That is me too. I'm right there with you. I'm like, in a couple of years, maybe one or five.
Yeah, exactly. To be determined. But yeah, oh my gosh, you guys will have the cutest babies.
I was just going to say the same to you.
Oh man. Yeah, we'll swap babies sometime for fun.
Is that legal?
You never know. Yeah. Like, why swap?
You know what? We could make a reality show out of it. Just kidding.
Yes.
Wait. What did you? Oh, I really think you should do that with Jeremy, because A, I think you're really well spoken, and B, I think you have a lot of impact on girls. So I think you should definitely do that. Like, I see speaking at universities and having a podcast, it's really empowering and brings me like a lot
of
satisfaction.
I love that you do that. Like, seriously, I love it. I don't think for whatever reason, like, a lot of people just get kind of the spotlight and then they're like, okay, me. And I really see you saying like, okay, what about you guys? Like, what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're really utilizing it in a way that's like super empowering. It's just good to see. It like refreshes my soul. I'm like, oh, there's good people.
Aww.
Nice job. Nice job. But yeah.
Thank you. It is really fulfilling. Like I do feel like I come out of doing those kinds of things or even getting messages from emails or whatever from people saying that the podcast can help them through like a rough day. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm here for. Like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. So it's so nice.
You're like, that's it.
Yep.
I'm doing the thing.
Yep.
Yes. Amen.
Exactly. Woo-hoo. Amen. Woo. Okay. A couple more. I don't know what this name is on Twitter, but it's called Mess to Home Vlogs. I don't know what that means, but anyways.
Okay. Mess. The drug?
No. No.
Mess to home? We send mess to your home.
That would be a way funnier name, but this is Mess, like M-E-S-S.
Oh.
Mess to home. I don't know what that means, but how did the show help you in life and love? Kind of
in
deep.
Life and love.
Yeah.
How did it help me in life and love?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I mean, I'll just go really quick because I think
we kind of talked about this
ad nauseum earlier. But I mean, it just really made me check myself. Like, honestly, I mean, I think in general life, you just hang out with people that you enjoy and that enjoy you, and you're not really like forced to dig very deep and ask like, what makes me valuable? Like, what you know what I mean? Like, Where's my center? Like, who do I trust? What is up? What is down? You just don't have to ask those questions. And it really forced me into a pretty intense season of soul searching and, you know, just kind of crying out like for answers. So, yeah, I mean, I again, it was very rough, but it taught me a lot about life.
I mean, pretty
and,
much.
Yeah. And then about love. I mean, I don't know. That's a harder question. I don't know if it taught me anything about love, to be honest.
I think just from teaching you about life, that in general kind of taught
Correct.
You about
that,
love.
That kind of, yes, that trickles into everything. Love definitely being touched in that way. But specifically, I don't know.
Yeah, no. I'm on the same page. Like, I just always kind of scratched the surface of like how I'm feeling, but I was always like this tough girl who didn't really go there. And I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to go on that show and cry. Like, screw that. I'm way tougher than that. And then that show kind of brought out the most vulnerable side I could possibly have.
Right?
And I embraced it too. Like,
totally.
By the end, I was like, can we go have a good cry and like a deep session today? And like I kind of loved it by the end. It was like a little therapy session every day. So no, I totally feel you on that one. Okay. Last question.
Yeah.
Michelle Sorensen asks, what was your favorite this one makes me laugh. What was your favorite place to travel on the show? Like, what was it? Iowa?
Oh, Lord.
Iowa, South Dakota, New Mexico.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. You know what? It's so funny. I'm actually glad that she just refreshed me because I had such a bad memory. I was like, where did we go?
Yeah.
Can I say that my favorite part was actually just at the house?
Yeah, no.
Can I say that? That's my answer. I think that was the most fun because honestly, when you're traveling, once you're in the hotels, it's like, it's a little claustrophobic and like, basically we're not really like going out and seeing the sights. We're like in the hotel room and like when we were at the house, we just got to swim and like kick it. It's a big, beautiful house. So like, honestly, my favorite part was, I guess I'm not supposed to say where the house is, but going just to the mansion. That was for sure my favorite part. Our travel was not very exotic.
No. Our travel was minimal. Like, we
just gonna be honest.
It was like I was the only one because I was Canadian. I was the only one that kept getting to use my passport because we kept going to places like Iowa and South Dakota and then Iowa again. And I was like, what the heck is going on?
Totally, totally. I mean, and traveling is fun just because it's fun to go to the airport with like a bunch of girls and be like, wah!
Yeah.
So it was fun. But yeah, as far as, I mean, South Dakota was actually beautiful. I'll say that. That was very, very beautiful. And I like going to states where there's fall.
I agree.
Really fun. It's just We didn't go outside much in any of the places we traveled, so that would be my reason.
So it's kind of good we didn't waste it on, like, going somewhere exotic, because it's like you get to see it for, like, an hour anyways. But I agree. The mansion was fun, but this is so sad. This is all the time we have, and I like to now end my podcast with a joke, and so I have one for you, okay?
Perfect. Yes.
If you know the answer, please tell me. It's okay. You can totally.
Is this like a riddle?
No, it's
or
just
like
a dumb
like a joke.
Dumb joke.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You think it's the R, but it's actually the C.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Anytime I say that joke, I pray that they say R, because I'm like, ha ha ha, it's actually the C. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Very well done. And very appropriate to end on.
I agree. Ended on a light note.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, dude.
No, thank you.
My heart is very full.
Mine is too. And I really appreciate you being, again, vulnerable and honest and funny and real. And I really
you
just,
too,
I just respect the crap out of you.
Likewise. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
After all this, like, I meet a really genuine, like, awesome chick in the weirdest way.
In the weirdest way.
Dude, I love you. Thank you so much. And I wish you the best in everything, you and Sean.
Hey, right back at you.
Future babies.
Right back at you, girl. And I will text you and we'll come up with a double date idea.
Yes, we will. Okay, love you, girl.
Love you.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye. Okay, you guys, just to do a little review of the sponsors, and so you can get a good deal, grab a pen, piece of paper, write it down. Bright Sellers, you can get 50% off your first box at brightsellers.com/offthevine. We have Green Chef, you can get $50 off your first order if you go to greenchef.us/vine. Nom Nom Now, for you pet lovers, you can save 50% off your first two orders, nomnomnow.com with promo code VINE. Quip, first refill pack free, getquip.com/vine. And last but not least, Varidesk. Go to varidesk.com, varidesk.com. Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you don't want to miss an episode, you know what to do. Download the Podcast One app. Go to podcastone.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I'm Caitlin Bristow, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
The Serial Killer Podcast, hosted by me, Thomas Vyborg Thune, is the podcast dedicated to serial killers, who they were, what they did, and how. Join me as I sit down bi-weekly to bring you, dear listener, into the dark land of serial murder and psychopathy. The show goes into graphic detail on the most infamous and lesser-known serial killers from around the world, with each episode covering one unique serial killer. So far, the show has covered serial killer superstars such as BTK, Jeffrey Dahmer, and the Yorkshire Ripper, and lesser-known killers such as Elias Abuelazam and Anatoly Onoprienko. Be advised, this show is not for children, as it takes you deep into the twisted world of ultimate evil. You can find me exclusively at podcastone.com or on the new Podcast One app. Also, don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period, so you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.